Welcome to the Capital Playbook with Pioneer Realty Capital. I am Courtney Hemsley. I'm a loan originator with Pioneer. And Charles Williams is joining me here.
Yes.
Charles.
Yes.
One of our most often questions that we receive is insurance companies, they do loans. So the little lizard, frog, whatever he is, they're thinking, this guy does car insurance. You know, what does he have to do with a loan?
Right.
So tell us, what is the motivation of insurance companies providing loans, and how does that work?
Right. So generally, life insurance companies will provide commercial mortgage loans.
Right.
So if you think about why they would do that, you know, they're collecting money in the form of premiums.
Mm-hmm.
And that money is piling up, right? Now, one day, they're going to have to spend that money in a way of a death benefit.
Right.
Okay, so
it all happens to all of us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the client is going to die, and so they're going to spend the money. But while they have custody of that money, they want to create as much value as possible.
Right.
And so they want to invest that money into a relatively safe asset.
Okay.
And so that safe asset would be real estate. Now, so insurance companies will buy commercial real estate, mm-hmm, because commercial real estate will grow in value.
Right.
And they will also make loans on commercial real estate because it gives them a couple of things. One, it gives them cash flow,
mm-hmm,
to help offset inflation.
Right.
Okay. So inflation devalues the dollar.
Got it.
You know, and to think about that is, you know, if you're my age, what I paid for a car 20 years ago,
yeah, it's not the
was
same.
A lot less, yeah, than what I would pay for a like car today.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why car prices not necessarily went up, but the value of the dollar went down.
Right.
Okay. And so if my money sat and I didn't do anything to increase the value to compensate for inflation,
mm-hmm,
then my dollar might be worth hardly anything in 20 years. So if you think about it, life insurance company, they've collected all these premiums, but they're going to pay out a death benefit 20 years later.
Right.
They want the value of that dollar to equal what it was when
exactly
they first collected it.
So they
have to do something to increase the value. So you increase value by collecting interest.
Got it.
Okay. And mm-hmm, so if I loan that money out and I'm getting a return on that money at a rate that that exceeds the rate of inflation, then that dollar dollar is going to maintain its value.
Right.
Okay. So that's the motivation for insurance companies to be involved in what we call fixed asset lending.
Right.
Where they're going to lend on a stable fixed asset. They're going to get these interest returns, or they're going to buy that asset and then they're going to get a return in the way of collecting rents.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they're going to sell that asset at some point in the future for a higher value. That's going to allow their dollars to maintain its value. So when they have to pay a death benefit at some point in the future, the money is there to pay it.
Right, yeah. And they often don't pay that whole value of what you thought you were getting on that benefit, right?
They are in the for-profit business.
Right, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I don't know if there are any non-profit insurance companies,
yeah,
but they all seem to make a profit.
Right.
Right? So yeah, they're in it to win.
Right,
it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, one thing that you did say, which really struck with me, was they're buying assets, real estate. So they're not putting their money to buy paper like the stocks or anything like that. They're doing what most of us, you know, what thinks that what gains value is, you know, real estate. So that should be key to most people listening. What is the insurance company doing with their money? You know, what is everyone doing? So
yeah,
that's a big key part of it. You
what
know?
Are the big institutions doing with their money? Are they trading it on the stock market?
Right.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah.
They do sometimes when they get an inside tip.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're not doing
the hook
it.
Up, right.
They get the hook up, right? But mainly they're investing in fixed assets.
Right.
You know, and a fixed asset is a real tangible asset that you can go touch and feel, and it's not going to go anywhere. That's why they call it a fixed asset. Right.
Yeah. So that is knowledge right there that he shared. You know, just listen to what these insurance companies are doing mostly with their money. So tell us, what does the process look like with the insurance company when they're going through this? What does that process look like doing a loan using the insurance company.
Yeah, and so like most people don't realize that insurance companies make commercial real estate loans. Mm-hmm. If they don't even know that, they certainly don't know how to go and get a loan from the insurance company.
Right.
And you know, to the point you were making earlier, you don't call up the little green man and say, "Hey, I need a loan."
Right. Yeah.
They will be like, "What?"
He doesn't even speak English. Right. Doesn't even talk.
Right. So So what's interesting about how this whole thing works? Insurance companies, like a lot of institutional lenders, mm-hmm. They don't have loan officers.
Okay.
You know, and that's the reason why a lot of people get the conception, if I want a loan, I go to the bank.
Because
the bank, they have this, you go look, and they're the loan officers.
Right.
Okay. Well, the insurance company, they don't have loan officers.
Right.
So how do you get a loan, commercial real estate loan, from the insurance company? What you're right. You
have to PRC boss.
Exactly. You got to come to the boss. No. But insurance companies have what are called correspondent lenders.
Okay.
Okay. And a correspondent lender, the role they play is similar to the role that a loan officer plays for a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason why insurance companies don't necessarily hire loan officers is because you got to pay those loan officers a salary.
Yeah.
And that's an expense. And insurance companies are in the business of making money.
Right.
So they want to limit their expense. They don't want to have to go out and to find borrowers.
Mm-hmm.
That's an expense. They don't want to have to market. That's why you don't see a lot of marketing material for the insurance company making loans. Yeah. So they don't want to pay the money for marketing. They don't want to pay the loan officer. They don't want to pay all the stuff the loan officer needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for them to have a third party go and be that loan officer or that loan originator.
Right.
And that third party will pay for the marketing. They'll do the initial underwriting. They'll qualify the deal. And the insurance company says, if you're successful,
mm-hmm.
if you find us the right deal that fits into our credit box, and we fund that transaction, then we will pay you a little bit
of money. So you don't have to die to get that money.
You don't have to die to get that money, okay. Right. Yeah, but you think it's smart.
Right,
on that.
Yeah.
The hire mm-hmm. correspondent lenders.
Of course.
Or work with organizations like Pioneer Realty Capital to go and to identify the right mm-hmm. loan, to qualify that loan, to underwrite it, to package it and present it to the credit committee of the insurance company, and then it's at that point that the insurance company is willing to pay that correspondent lender.
Got it.
And so that's how that entire system works. So you can't go to the bank. Now, some banks here are recent, the last 10 years, in addition to lending out the bank's money, some banks have also become correspondent lenders
with the
insurance company. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, because banks are they're for profit as well.
Right.
Okay, but we are what's called a non-bank lender.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have all these sources of capital to lend on your project, but we're not a bank. You know, but we use the same resources that the bank has to fund that transaction. You know, one of the funny things people always ask me is say, do you lend your own money? Are you a direct lender?
Right.
There is nobody.
Yeah.
That's not even the bank.
Let me go get it out of my.
It is a direct lender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
and people need to understand what that means. But what they're asking is, do you have the ability to qualify mm-hmm. and approve this deal? And you do not have to be a direct lender to be able to approve and qualify the deal. You have to have the direct connection.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's really what they want to ask. Are you going to take my stuff and just throw it out to everyone? Or do you have a specific source of capital in which you're going to fund my transaction?
Right.
And that's what we are. We have those specific relationships. We're a correspondent lender. We underwrite, we qualify the deal, and we get the deal funded. We also have the very unique ability to provide funding directly out of our pockets
mm-hmm.
As well, or to participate with other lenders to fund a transaction.
Right. So in the insurance space, Pioneer's role, I think you pretty much explained it, you know, is to originate the deal, first advise your client when they come to you mm-hmm. that, hey, insurance has loans available that you didn't know about.
Well, let me just tell you a good example. We had a client come to us. Uh-huh. Very recently, had some retail centers that he wanted to refinance.
Right.
And in fact, you were the mm-hmm. loan originator yeah. on this deal. It, tough deal. Thank you. Uh-huh. No, but yeah, yeah, I gotta stab you on yeah. that one. No, but so the client comes to us. He wants a 10-year fixed rate mm-hmm. deal. Okay, yeah. He wants a ridiculously low interest rate. And he wants a long term.
He wants his cake and eat it too.
He wants the cake and eat it too. And you know, and we looked at it, and we determined all of the different sources of capital in the capital markets. We said, well, the only people crazy enough, I mean, people that would potentially make this loan would probably be an insurance company, right? Because we understood the dynamics right. of the deal and what's available in the capital markets. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to take his transaction to a, it's kind of a insurance quasi pension fund.
Yeah.
And they provided the exact terms that their client needed. Mm-hmm. And these are terms you can't get from the bank. Mm-mm. You can't get from any other lenders. You had to match up the business strategy of the insurance company, their motivation for lending, with that transaction.
Right.
And because we're a correspondent lender and we have these connections in the capital markets, we were able to do that and take care of our client.
That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, it was a hard one, but but that's where having this capital playbook mm-hmm. of being able to advise your clients when they come to you thinking this is impossible, or I've already went this route, this route, this route. I didn't right. even know about the insurance lending mm-hmm. route. So what are some of the advantages? So if a client comes to us and you advise them, okay, the insurance loan is the route to go. What are some of the advantages of going that route in lending versus okay. another? Yeah.
And that's an extremely good question. So remember that the motivation of the insurance company is to park that money for a long period mm-hmm. of time and to get consistent cash flow.
Right.
So the right borrower is the borrower who wants long-term financing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if I have a borrower that says, I need a 10-year fixed rate deal, that's perfect. That meets the business plan of the typical insurance company.
Right.
And the insurance company.
So that 10 years is considered long in commercial real estate. What's considered short in commercial real estate?
6 months.
See, there you go. So see, there's more knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you can do a 6 month loan. In fact, you know, we're looking at doing a 6 month direct bridge loan on some land.
Right.
Here, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a different type of capital.
So there's some more knowledge there that, you know, that he's able to share as, you know, you think a loan like 10 years, well, that's not that. Most people think 10 years is not that long, but it is.
In commercial real estate,
10 years is, yeah, is a long time.
And there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why 10 years is a long time, because anytime you're dealing with an asset,
right?
Okay, things can change.
Okay? COVID.
Yeah, so the longer you're invested, no matter if you're invested in the form of debt, I mm-hmm. made a loan on something, or I bought something, the longer you're holding that asset, you're subject to the vicissitudes of the environment that affect the value of that asset, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so one thing, COVID could happen.
Yep.
Or, you know, somebody could decide to burn your building down.
Yeah.
You know, so the longer you hold that asset, the more exposure to risk you have,
mm-hmm.
okay? Insurance companies, they have a very low cost basis in terms of their capital. Their money is virtually free,
okay.
like the bank.
Because
mm-hmm. remember, they're collecting this money in forms of premium, and they're making a future commitment to pay a claim.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time they collect the money, there's no cost to the money. Okay? So if they're making 4%, 5% on that money, then this deal we did was like less than 4%, 3.5%.
Yeah.
But 3.5% on that money sounds like, wow, they're not making very much money. Mm. Remember, 3.5% in their cost of that money is zero.
Right.
Okay, so they got a spread of 3.5%. You say, well, man, still not a lot. I'm getting 12% on my stocks. Think about it this way. What if you had a $10 billion portfolio
mm-hmm.
of assets or loans? And you're making 3.5% every year on $10 billion. How much is that?
Cha-ching.
That's a lot of money, right? That's a whole lot of money. And so that's why an insurance company would say, hey, you know, let me get this fixed asset. I'm going to make 3.5% on this free money for the next 10 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So that's why they're motivated to do that.
Got it.
Another interesting thing about insurance companies is they're willing to do long amortizations.
Mm.
So when the amortization is a 30-year amortization, the payment is lower, but what you pay is mostly interest.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Not principal.
Right, yeah.
So they make even more money.
Keeps tunneling.
Absolutely. So when you have a borrower who their business strategy is, you know, they decide, well, I'm never going to sell this asset.
Right.
That has to be their exit strategy.
Right.
That they're going to own it for a long time.
Because their advantage is long-term on the insurance side.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the insurance says, hey, I'm looking for, I don't want to have to trade this capital over and over again. Right. I'm not interested in a 3-year loan. Then I got to find somewhere else to put the money.
Exactly.
That costs me more money, right? So they don't want to do it. They want to put their money and park it for 10 years. They want to amortize it over a long period of time, which maximizes their return on the free money that they get, right? And they want to put it in a nice, safe, stable asset. So they're going to lend that money at a very low leverage.
Got it.
You know, 65%, 60%, maybe 50%, and they're going to provide phenomenal financing terms. On the borrower side, that borrower needs to make sure that their strategy is to hold on to that asset long term.
Right.
Okay, because the insurance company is going to make it very uncomfortable to disrupt their plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. To get out of that deal.
Yeah.
But if the strategies match up, it could be good for the borrower and it could be really good for the insurance company.
Yeah, no, that is good. That is knowledge. You know, I mean, like I said, you don't hear that. I mean, when's the last time you've heard about insurance companies providing loans? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is why it's so important. And you're so different. Pioneer is so different from others is because you're able to give this wide variety of advice in lending.
So well, that's our goal. You know, we've been privileged to get a copy of the playbook,
right?
To understand the players in the game, and so it's our job, our opportunity to teach people how to win.
Exactly.
They understand the game, and they understand how to win in this game.
So, if you're looking to get in the game, get in this capital playbook. You know, you can always reach out to the PRC boss, our team. Let us know how we can help you, and just educate you and advise you on all these different opportunities that, you know, the commercial real estate offers in lending. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so, and I'm glad you mentioned that. CREmembers.com is our social media platform.
Yep.
Definitely sign up, become a member. You know, watch out for our podcast, the Capital Playbook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple. You know, this is our mission. Our goal is to educate and train people. And, you know, and when you understand how the game works, you understand the players in the game, then you're in the best position.
Yeah.
Ever.
You become part of the team. You
Absolutely.
Become part of a key player, you know. So, Well, thank you for sharing that information. You know, you guys, if you need any information on commercial real estate lending, you know who to reach out to. The PRC boss, this boss man right here, has many, many years experience, and you know he can share all types of details with you. So.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's go out and win. Let's go out and get this thing done.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
All right.